When on May 6, 2004, the press questioned Rumsfeld about his responsibility for widespread military torture in Afghanistan and Iraq, he replied, "My impression is that what has been charged thus far is abuse, which I believe technically is different from torture. Therefore, I'm not going to address the torture word." Unfortunately, Rumsfeld's attempt to trivialize what he had authorized did not cause the problem to disappear. It only got worse, and ultimately implicated the high command. All the torture took place during General Richard Meyer's term as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He knew and approved of everything that was done, including a December 2002 list of new interrogation techniques signed off on by Rumsfeld that were to be used on Al-Qaeda captives held at Guantanamo Bay. These techniques included sleep and food deprivation, degrading treatment, such as having female soldiers in their underwear grab and kick detainees' genitals and rub their breasts against them, insulting detainees' religious beliefs by having women smear them with fake menstrual blood, and using agonizing stress positions to try to get them to talk. After the torture photos were turned over to Army criminal investigators, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the senior military commander in Iraq, appointed Major General Antonio M. Taguba to investigate the situation at Abu Ghraib. Given Army standards of inspecting itself that prevailed in Iraq at the time, General Taguba conducted an unusually thorough and unbiased examination. He documented numerous incidents between October and December 2003 of sadistic, blatant, and wanton abuses. General Myers, who was both Sanchez's and Taguba's superior, reacted to the investigation by, first, trying to prevent details of the torture at Abu Ghraib from being released to the American public, and then claiming that he had simply been too busy to get around to reading Taguba's report. In April 2004, Myers called Dan Rather, the CBS News anchorman, and persuaded him not to break the story of the Abu Ghraib tortures for at least 2 weeks. And in May, 4 months after Taguba's report had been completed, Myers told Fox News that he had still not read it. General Myers was certainly aware of another January 2004 internal Army report of abuses committed by the Army's 101st Airborne Division in December in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The Army kept this document secret until March 25, 2005, when it was released under a Freedom of Information Act suit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. The 101st Airborne's behavior is important because it demonstrates that the acts of abuse and torture going on at Abu Ghraib were not, in one of General Myers' favorite phrases, the work of a few bad apples.